Blog Talk Radio.
On this morning,
The Counterfeit Christians. And this is coming out of the series Babylon, where we talked about the harlot and that she's the mother of harlots. So we will be looking at that again on this morning, but in a slightly different way. In a slightly different way. So we want to welcome those in Pal Talk and Blog Talk on the internet in general, wherever you may be, whether you're in North America or South America, whether you're on the African continent, whether you are in the Middle East or the Far East, whether you are in the European Union or the European Theater or the Communist Bloc countries, we greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. We're going to go ahead and start this off this morning and start with our statement of faith and to move on as directed by the Most High. So if I can have the ladies to cover their heads, men, uncover your heads, and let us turn toward the east. And if you don't know which way the east is, it's the direction that the sun rises in. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3 verses 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on this morning, because truly our Elohim is worthy. Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you and we glorify you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. We extol you on this morning, Father, and we bow down to you and we honor you on this your Sabbath, your Shabbat. A day of rest that you have ordained that all your people would keep perpetually, forever. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your gift of redemption. We thank you, Father, for all that you do for us. And we just glorify you on this day. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained, that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments, in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins, and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have done wickedly and that we have walked contrary to you. And, Father, we are repenting of our sins and turning from our wicked ways. And our testimony will be, this is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray for the seed of Abraham that is asleep. We pray for the seed of Abraham which is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and commands. We pray for the seed of Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love for your love. We pray for the seed of Abraham that are called a Messiah, that they would hear your voice, come and obey your voice, and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, we ask that you would smile upon this work and that you would give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, Amen and amen. Our scripture reading for today will come from the book of Titus chapter 1. The book of Titus chapter 1. We're in verse 16. They profess that they know Elohim, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right, this precept on this morning, as I said, is called the counterfeit Christian. Why? Because in the book of Revelation, I believe it was last week or maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago, we talked about the harlot of Babylon, the whore that was upon the beast. And the whore had children. And the children that she had, they took after their mother. Okay, so they were peddling, she's peddling false doctrine. That is what she was designed to do. She's peddling the doctrine that Satan wants peddled to the world. And so she has this cup that she's drinking, and inside this cup is all the abominations and filth and the blood of the saints. Well, she has children, and her children persist with the same abominations, false doctrine. And there is much blood on their hands, because what they are creating are counterfeit Christians. They believe that they are doing correctly. They believe that they are following correctly, but not realizing that their mother is a harlot. They follow after her. They believe what she has taught them. And so they persist with this. Now, we know if we take real life and we extrapolate this, if we just explore this just a little bit, a child doesn't know the true nature of their parents. They don't know if their parent is righteous, is a crook, just out there doing any and everything before they had them. And even while they had them and while they're raising them, they don't really know until they're older. And so it's the same thing with religious doctrine, with religious beliefs. When we are first indoctrinated or first introduced to the Bible and scriptures, we are taught. And we're taught a certain type of doctrine. And each denomination has their own specific facts that they want to believe that are true. And the facts are true, but the facts aren't arranged in the correct order. And they're not always interpreted correctly. And so these churches, harlots, indoctrinate the children that they create. They call them to the Most High. And then they teach them a doctrine that is actually counterintuitive and is counter to the Most High. So I want to kind of walk through this on this morning, because many of us are either still involved and have these beliefs, or we have family who are tied up in these systems. And with 2 to 4 billion people on the earth tied up in these false systems and the other people in other religions, that only leaves a few people to be walking in truth. So we want to look and see what the word of the Most High says on this morning concerning this. Let's go, we started off with the book of Titus, chapter 1. Because this is the real problem. They profess that they know Elohim. They profess that they know God. But in works, they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. Now, if you don't know what those things mean, how do they deny him? The Most High has always asked for the same things over and over and over again. Obey my voice. So to deny him is to be disobedient. That's why it says, and disobedient. If you are disobedient, then you're going to do and justify anything and everything as long as you feel like you can ask for forgiveness or you can say I'm sorry or whatever, however you want to justify it. And so we got men marrying men and women marrying women. They're talking about now legalizing where somebody can marry a child and legally have a child or with an animal. And at the same time say that they believe in the Most High. And they believe in his way of life when he is 1,000% against these things. And we can't cover everything that man is doing that's abominable. But anything that is contrary to what he has said is counterfeit. So we want to look at some ways that the enemy works like that, like when he tried to work through Peter with Messiah. We have to look at these things and recognize them for what they are. Let's go to Revelation chapter 17. Let's start in Revelation chapter 17. We're going to get verses 1 through 5. Revelation chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, come here, or come over here. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have made drunk with the wine of her fornication. I told you this wine of this fornication and what the people are drunk on is false doctrine. It is believing what she is selling. So just like Satan deceived Eve with the changing of one word, he says, you shall be as Elohim. He's done the same thing in the false doctrine where he has changed the day of worship, where he has changed that, you know, you don't have to fear the Most High, where he has changed that the system of baptism. Some believe you don't have to baptize in Yeshua or Jesus' name. Some believe that you can sprinkle. Some believe you don't even have to be baptized. Where he has lied to the churches and said, oh, as soon as you repent and are baptized, you receive the Holy Spirit. These are all lies. They're deception. They're a false doctrine. Now, the Most High also put a test in the New Testament. See, the problem is when people come and they read the Bible, they start to read the scriptures, a lot of the times they're starting off with the good news, but they never go back and read what is the Old Testament. Torah, the laws of the Most High. They don't know what has been changed. They don't have a complete picture, and they come at the scriptures as though the New Testament is the complete scriptures. So therefore, reading the amendment, because that's what the New Testament is, it's the good news, but it's the amendment to the covenant. So the Most High didn't scratch. He didn't completely destroy his old covenant. He did scratch it, but he didn't completely just scratch all the requirements in it. He took it and then he modified it. He made some amendments to it. But people are reading the amendment and not going back to the original contract that tells them what is required, that gives them what they must and must not do. They even misuse the words of Messiah. When the rich young man asked Messiah, what must he do to be saved? And Messiah lists off the last five laws of the Torah, of the covenant, of the instructions, having to deal with your brother. And people believe that's all that they have to do to be saved. So in the first five commandments is dealing with the Most High and the Sabbath. Do we really believe that the Most High would tell people that they no longer had to fear him? That they no longer had to not worship other gods, that they could worship whatever they wanted to worship, that they no longer had to keep his Sabbath? Do they really believe that he did away with that? Some believe that and some teach that. But the truth of the matter is, every organization that observes Sunday worship is in violation and have been deceived. They are pushing a false doctrine and telling people that, oh yeah, you got to believe the Ten Commandments, and then they themselves don't keep all ten. They don't really justify it. Well, we keep Sabbath, but we just keep it the first day of the week. But the Most High said the seventh day of the week would be his Sabbath. So it doesn't matter in this regard. If you think the days of the week may have changed, or if you believe it's just every 7 days, so if you start your week on a Tuesday, as long as you take a day off out of that seven before the next Tuesday, you have kept Sabbath. That is not how that works. And so this is a trick of the whore and her false doctrine. Children help to peddle this. The harlots that she had. The harlots make other harlots. And these are counterfeit Christians. So let's continue here. So he carried me away in the spirit. Revelation chapter 17, verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. I'm not going to get into the interpretation of the seven heads and 10 horns on this morning. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abomination, filthiness of her fornication. Spiritual fornication, sleeping with any and everything, not caring, selling herself and giving herself away to any religion, any wind of doctrine, as long as it was not, doesn't line up with what the Most High said. But she makes it look like it's the Most High, or else people wouldn't buy it so readily. But it is, as I said on before, as Most High showed me, it is, she's using it to peddle a doctrine that the people want. That the people want. They don't want to do what the Most High said. They don't want to obey his voice. They want to deny him indeed. The actual what they do. What they say is one thing, but what they do is another. And it's because of this false doctrine, which they believe gives them the right to do what they're doing. And upon her forehead was the name written Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Now, this is a religious system that has a government to it that portrays itself that it represents the Most High and actually says that it has authority even over what Messiah said and can change what Messiah said, in essence, making itself God on earth, religion. And all of the religions that spun off of her are her daughters, are the harlots that she spawned. She's a harlot. She's a, as the scripture says, she's a whore. A whore doesn't sell her body. She gives it away for free. A prostitute sells her body. The harlot gives away what she has for free. And to anyone that will take it. So this mother of harlots and this mother of false doctrine, this mother of great confusion, is making children. And they are living and acting upon what they've been taught from infancy. From infancy. Meaning that they were innocent at one time. They knew no better. And then they started to be indoctrinated and being taught by their mother, the harlot. And she taught them and teaches them how to be a harlot. That's what she is. That's what she knows. That's what she passes on. Now, in verse 15 of the same chapter, we're not going to read all of it. But in verse 15, and he said unto me, the waters, because this, up in verse 1, the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. In verse 15, and he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sits, are people and multitudes and nations and tongues. This is the world. These are all the governments of the world who think that, who are already in confusion, thinking that they can govern themselves outside of the will of the Most High, govern themselves on their own. So they choose to marry up with the harlot. They choose to lay with her. They choose to accept the false doctrine because it means that they can do what they want to do. And they are over every country and nation and tongue. And the Most High is calling his children out of that. But if you don't really have a true love for the Most High, then you will go by what you were indoctrinated with from birth. And it will be so deeply ingrained in your core that it will be your core belief. It'll be hard to change your mind that what you believe is wrong. That what the Most High actually wants is not what you're giving him. And you're calling yourself saint. You're calling yourself a Christian. But it's not true Christianity. It's counterfeit. Because it's based upon a lie. It's based upon lies. It's based upon the doctrines of the whore. So let's look at this. The scriptures tell us in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 14, for many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called. The Most High is calling everybody. He would that everyone should be saved. But he only chooses a few. Why? Because only a few will care enough to know and that and allow the Most High to show them that what they have been taught is a lie. See, as soon as anybody hears or reads that the seventh day, they read the scripture and it says that the Most High sanctified the seventh day. And they're not worshiping him on the seventh day. They're worshiping him on the first day of the week. That should cause a red flag to go up. But because this is what they've been taught by their mother, and when I'm talking about their mother, I'm not talking about their, it could be their physical mother, but I'm really talking about their church mother. Because that's what they've been taught. And this is what they've known all their lives. Then they don't want to unbelieve it. So one lie leads to another. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4, let's get verse 2. And what we have to understand, and I haven't completely developed this out yet. I know I will do this lesson again, this message. Israel is a microcosm of the world. And the Most High taught and selected Israel to teach his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his ordinance. And this is the government, and these are the laws for the world. But man feels that he can have his own laws, and he can govern himself as he sees fit. But the Most High told Israel, and this is who we need to look at, because see, people don't want to be like Israel. They don't want to be Israel. They want to take Israel's place. They want to say that the God of the Bible is their God when he says, my nation is Israel. My people are Israel. My people are Egyptian, really. But my priesthood that I chose to bring the truth to you is Israel. And if you are going to take part in my kingdom, these are the laws of my kingdom. These are the requirements of my kingdom. And so what we find is that even for those who, quote unquote, are in truth, they want to compromise. Except a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Half truth. But the Most High told Israel from the very beginning, Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yah, your Elohim, which I command you. Don't add to or take away from. What he's meaning by that is don't add to the requirements. Don't diminish from the requirements. Do exactly what I told you. Do exactly what I tell you. And the world wants to do its own thing. Satan has convinced them that they can do their own thing. They don't have to keep the word of the Most High. They can diminish from it if it's convenient. They can add to, well, you know, he says he died for everybody. And he did die for everybody if you truly accept commandments. Because this is what he's bringing everybody back to. Messiah didn't come and die on the cross or die on the tree for us to go back and break the commandments. I came and died for the commandments you broke so that you can go back and break them again. You don't have to keep them now. You don't have to keep them. That was just all just for Israel. When he said that he is the God of the earth, man went about to establish their own country. And the Most High caused it because when they were of one mind, their mind and their heart was to do evil. Their mind and their heart was to try to sidestep judgment. The Most High flooded the earth and killed everybody. Oh, we'll make a tower. That way, when he floods the earth again, we'll climb up to the top of the tower. And he won't be killing all of us. And the Most High said, you see these fools? Slow down and confuse their speech. Let me make them as if they are babbling one to another and they are confused. That's where that term confusion comes from for Babylon. Because he confused their tongue. Because when they were of one heart and one mind, it was to try to defeat or sidestep him. So that we can do what we want to do, and then if you're going to come to punish us with another flood, then we'll just climb up this tower. So he doesn't want man to add to his commandments. He doesn't want man to take away from his commandments. Just do what I said to do. I'm not a compromising Elohim. I don't compromise on my standard. So here is my standards, and this is what I want you to do. Don't add to it or take away from it. Go to Matthew chapter 16. And I want to show you what Peter did and how Satan operates. Remember, he's subtle. He's not going to be all up in your face. He makes subtle changes. He makes subtle suggestions to get you to do what the Most High said don't do. Don't add to or take away from. To keep you from doing the will of the Most High. So Matthew chapter 16, starting in verse 21. From that time forth became Yeshua to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Now, Messiah is telling them this is what's going to happen to me. Do you think that Peter meant any harm when he was what he's about to say? Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from you, Master or Lord. This shall not be unto thee." The Most High has already told them this is going to happen. This has to happen. Peter, thinking he's doing a good, and he's coming at Messiah in such a way that we're not going to let that happen. And Messiah had to rebuke him because he realized the spirit that was speaking through him. But he turned and said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." He didn't say, "Get thee behind me, Peter." Because Satan is that spirit that convinces you that you don't have to do what the Most High has said to do. You don't have to allow what the Most High, if the Most High says you're going to die, you're trying to do everything to change the verdict. That's Satan. If the Most High says that you are to give up all your wealth for the kingdom, Satan will tell you, no, you don't have to do that. Whatever it is. So, Messiah says, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of Elohim, but those that be of men. And that is where most people are today. They're not trying to bring about and bring about the will of the Most High. They're worried about themselves. They're worried about pleasing men, pleasing people. See, for the women that are listening, could you be married and you are engaged to this man and y'all haven't slept together? And then the Spirit of the Most High, the angel comes to you and tells you, you're going to be pregnant. How so? I ain't been with no man. The Spirit of the Most High shall come upon you. And then you become pregnant, and you still ain't been with no man, and you go home and you tell your fiancé, in those days, your husband, "I'm pregnant." And actually, you don't really tell him. He looks and says, "Something wrong here." Either you've been overeating, or why is your belly starting to grow? "I'm with child." And then you tell him the story, and you and Joseph has your husband has the same reaction as Joseph. Yeah, right. Mary was ridiculed her whole life. She was labeled. Did you go through that? And we might look at it from hindsight today and say, yeah, I could do that. It's going to depend upon your faith, and for her to even accept the assignment showed that she had what? Great faith. She believed in the Most High. She believed the angel. She accepted the assignment. But could you be that saint that the Most High says, you know what? You're going to be cut in half for me. I'm going to send you to witness. And they're not going to accept your witness, and instead they're going to cut you in half, or they're going to cut off your head. See, a lot of people wouldn't be able to do that. Self-preservation, doubt set in. They wouldn't have the foundation that they need in the scriptures. go through with it. Satan would come in and whisper in their ear some subtle excuse as to why they shouldn't do it. Doesn't have to be a big lie. It has to be enough to place doubt. Because remember, the Most High says, when you pray, doubt for nothing. So Satan, all he has to do is place a little bit of doubt there. And if you are not well grounded in the faith, if you are not truly born again, you will compromise. You will find a way to do it. I don't really have to do this, do I? The counterfeit Christian. Doesn't believe that they have to keep the things of the Most High that he says are perpetual. These things are never going to change. So when we find that they have changed or somebody has redefined it other than the way that he has it, then flags should go up. But because of the way that we've always been taught from childhood, from infancy, then it makes us resistant to that change because, number one, I don't want to believe that I believe the lie. I don't want to believe that my mother or my father lied to me. I don't want to believe that the pastor lied to me. I have justified these things in my mind and in my heart. So if I'm doing it a little bit different than the way that it is written, because that's what Messiah said, we have to go by, it is written. If I can do it a little bit different than how it's written, the Most High will forgive me. It'll be okay by him. He knows my heart. But the true Christian, and let me say this about this word Christian. This word Christian should not be an offensive term. It should not be an offensive label. Now, what the vast majority of Christianity has done, that's an offense. Fine. But if you call Messiah Jesus the Christ, and you are trying to truly become like Messiah Jesus the Christ, then you should not be offended by the label Christian, even if it had a negative connotation starting off. Because that negative connotation was put there by the world. So you one of those that follow after the Mashiach. Because they didn't believe that who he was. They didn't believe what he was doing. They didn't believe what he had done. We're trying to kill all of you who are willing to give your life for this belief in the Messiah. In the Greek, Christos. Christ, to be a follower of Christ, Christian. That's what that term is supposed to mean. But you got to truly, to be a true Christian and not a counterfeit Christian, you got to truly follow the word of the Most High. You don't follow false doctrine. Our example is Messiah himself, the Christ, a sinless man. That means that in order for him to be sinless, that means that he kept the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High. He kept the ordinances. He didn't disobey them. And then he showed us what was the proper way to keep them. You have to walk. And I'm going to give you a clean slate so that you can do it. Oh, no, we don't have to abide by those laws. We don't have to do that. Go to Genesis chapter 9. Talk about perpetuity. Genesis chapter 9, verse 12. And Elohim said, "This is a token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations." Now, what is this? This is the rainbow. And the covenant is that I will not destroy the earth again by flood. And since that time, the whole world has not flooded out. That covenant is still in place. You wonder, since he gave this covenant to Noah and every, you know, all the other races, the people started with Noah and his sons, that they would have taught their children, their children's children about this covenant. But evidently, Satan creeped in and convinced people that the covenant was no good. Because men started to, they acted upon it and started to build a tower. So whether they had the covenant or not, if the Most High decides to flood the earth, he's not killing all of us. They took no heart and didn't believe the covenant that he said is perpetual. It's forever. I'm not going to do this thing. But we'll build a tower anyway. Oh, you don't believe me? You're going to try to circumvent my covenant? This is what man does even today. Let's look at a couple of things that the Most High says are perpetual. Go to Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 5. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces turn toward there, saying, "Come, let us join ourselves to Yah in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten." Now, the people are eventually joining the Most High in a covenant that we're going to obey your statutes, your laws, and your commandments, your judgment, your ordinance. So to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8, let's get verses 1 and 2. "All the commandments I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which I swear unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which Yah, thy Elohim, led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no." Whether they would keep his commandments or not is perpetual. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Choose life, that both you and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love Yah thy Elohim, and that thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yah sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. This is another perpetual covenant, that you may love Yah and obey his voice. He didn't say, obey me just for now. That if you keep his commandments, that you will receive life. And if you do what he said. Now, as long as Israel was to do what he said, we would still be in the land today. Do that because it's perpetual for his people, for those that he chooses to be his. Now, I put this verse in here because, or these couple of verses, people don't believe that the commandments of the Most High are perpetual. That they are designed to show us what gives us life and what gives us death. What gives us life and what gives us death. And the only two choices that the world has is life and death. The same choices he set before Israel. Set before you life and death. Two choices. That's all you got. When we come to Messiah, I need to get another verse here. Hold on a second. Oh, I'll get it in a second. Yeah, I'll get that verse in a second. Let us go to the book of Romans. Let's remember, for the true saint, the true Christian, your choice always in everything that you do is life or death. Whatever decision you make, what road you choose to go down, the Most High said, I set before you life and death. Life if you do what I say to do, death if you don't do what I say to do. Blessings if you do what I say to do. Cursings if you don't do what I say to do. His desire is that you choose life. That you choose to do what he says to do, and then you teach it to who? Your children, your seed, that they may live. Romans chapter 14. For whether we live, whether you choose life, we live unto Yah. And whether we die unto Yah. Whether we live, therefore, or we die, we are Yah. I want to stop right there. Because in this, what Satan has done in this counterfeit religion, told man that it's your choice, and the Most High has allowed it. because he wanted to see who would choose life and who would choose death. And believe that they are in him. Everything in the world belongs to Yah. It belongs to Messiah. But he said in the Old Testament, that's the verse I needed to look up. I think Messiah referred to it, so we'll just go to him. Go to Matthew's. Chapter 12, the book of Matthew, chapter 12. I don't have it on my list that I'm showing you. And we're going to start in let's look at this conversation. It started in verse 18. Matthew chapter 12, starting in verse 18. Then come unto him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection, and they ask him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him, and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were seven brethren, and the first took a wife, and dying left no seed. And the second took her and died. Neither left he any seed. And the third likewise. And the seventh had her and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also. So they have set up this scenario. They have gotten, you know, in their own wisdom. But what if a man has a wife and she has more than one husband? What if we try to invoke the law of Moses? And this man has six other brothers. And they all take this woman. And each one at a time marries her and dies and leaves no kin, leaves no seed. And finally, she died. Their question is, in the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife. Now, according to their understanding, she was each brother's wife. They weren't just going in and laying with her and trying to produce seed. They may have had a wife already, but to fulfill the law, my brother died. I'm the next oldest. I got a wife. But I got to raise up seed to him. That could have been a possibility. But none of them had seed with this woman. And she was to consider to be each one's wife. So she's had seven husbands, but she's had seven legal husbands because they all died. She was answering, said unto them, do you not therefore err? You guys are wrong, because you know not the scriptures, neither the power of Elohim. Now the Sadducees were supposed to be learned in the scriptures, just like the scribes and the Pharisees and the elders. But they have interpreted the law wrong. And so Messiah comes to straighten them out. For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but as are the angels which are in heaven. So he's giving them insight. Because, you know, they're thinking that, hey, when I get married in this life, I'll be married in the next life. But the scripture says, until death do us part. So once one of us dies, we are no longer husband and wife, not even in the next world. People are believing that, hey, I love this man or this woman so much, I want to be with them in the next world. But in the next world, there is no marriage. There is no husband and wife. I am in Mark chapter 12, and we are at verse 25. Mark chapter 12, verse 25. And as touching the dead, that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the bush Elohim spake unto him, saying, I am the Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob. He is not the Elohim of the dead, but of the living. You therefore do greatly err. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob obeyed the Most High. They kept his commandments. They are, for all practical purposes, have received life. They will be alive in the next world to come. You know, if I said Matthews, and I might have said Matthews, my sister, I'm in Mark. So I apologize if I said Matthew. Mark 12. He is not the Elohim of the dead. Now I want us to go back to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 14. Because the change is with Messiah. In Romans chapter 14, verse 9. We'll start in verse 8 again so we can just keep this continuous. We'll start in verse 8 again. Romans chapter 14, verse 8. For whether we live, if we obey the commandments of the Most High, we live unto Yah. And whether we die unto Yah. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are Yah's. For to this end, Christ, Mashiach, both died and rose and revived that he might be the Lord or the master of both the dead and the living. So, Messiah, the Most High, doesn't want us arguing about this thing. We are all put to the test, and we are told to choose life. And if we choose Messiah, people automatically think that because they have chosen Messiah, they receive life. But a lot of people choose Messiah and choose death. That's why he's the Lord of both the dead and the living. He's talking about in the next world. So he goes on to say, why dost thou judge thy brother? And why dost thou set at not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ or Mashiach. If Messiah did not break any of the statutes, laws, and commandments, ordinances of the Most High, And he is the Most High in flesh. Do you think that his statutes, his laws, his commandments, his judgments are going to change? So when you go before his judgment seat, it's going to have a different standard. For all those people that died up under the law, than for you and for I. He says, I change not. So I'm not going to have a different standard. And I don't want any confusion in my body. If somebody says they believe in me, then don't mess with them. Because they got to come before me. And I'm going to judge them according to their work. And if they didn't obey my commandments, if they didn't obey the laws of the Most High, they received that. I'm still their God. And I'm going to throw them right in the lake. And if they did obey the commandments, they chose life, I'm going to enter them into my kingdom. So when Messiah goes to the grave and comes back out, there is an additive to his title. Title. I am the God of the living and the God of the dead. Before, I was just the God of the living. This is Messiah's words. And the dead. Changes the title of the dead and the living. So don't judge anyone based on what they say they believe about me, because I'm going to judge them based upon the standards that I have given, saying this is life. Churches don't teach the statutes, the laws, and the commandments of the Most High. They don't say you got to keep his Sabbath. They don't say you got to keep anything that he has made perpetual. Then it will be judged according to that. For it is written, as I live, saith Yah, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to Elohim. What are they going to be confessing? If there is no law, if they're not up under any law, then it cannot have any offenses. This is what the church is teaching. This is the false doctrine. Not understanding the scriptures. We're not up under any law. The law doesn't apply to us. Sin is the transgression of the law. What law? Oh, it's only the ones that Messiah spoke of. Well, let's see if that's a false doctrine. As I said, Messiah named off all of the commandments of how you treat your brother. Didn't name any of the first four or five, which all deal with the Most High. Would any person of reasonable or common sense think that you don't have to honor the first four commandments? But we have people teaching that as a false doctrine. You only got to keep the ones that Messiah said. That's why we don't keep Sabbath. He never said anything about the Sabbath. He didn't say anything about when he spoke to that young man about not having any of the gods before the Most High, about not making any images of any of the gods, about not bowing down to anything that image that was created in the heavens of something in the heavens or in the earth or in, under the earth, in the waters. He didn't say anything about Sabbath. But do you really think that the Most High wants you to have another God before him? Do you think he wants you to create images and bow down to them and worship them like they're him? So they'll say, well, that Messiah didn't, we only keep the ones Messiah mentioned. That is to take the scriptures and to twist them. That is to take the understanding and to twist it, to get you to not do what the Most High has said is perpetual. His Sabbath day was perpetual. Keeping his commandments are perpetual. Keeping them gives you life. Disobeying them brings you death. So they find a way in the scriptures to justify that this is the subtlety of Satan. But we don't want to have to do what they had to do. Now, the things that the Most High said that we couldn't do because, you know what? Because they corrupted my house, because they fornicated in my house. I'm getting rid of this house because Israel fornicated in it. It's like you coming home and you and your spouse are supposed to be dedicated to each other and you find them in the bed with somebody else. When it's only supposed to be you and them. That's what you have agreed to. And as far as you know, the relationship is not strained. So the Most High said, you're not going to have any other God. And Israel, in the Most High's house, start worshiping other gods, raising altars and everything else to other gods in the Most High's house, in his temple. He says, so I'm getting rid of this one. It's never where I intended to dwell anyway, but I want to have a place where I can meet you at. So he's going to rebuild the temple, rebuild the house in the future. But he said, this one, got to go. So while it is not in place, you can't be doing animal sacrifices to me. You can't please me with that kind of sacrifice because I took away the altar for you to do it on. And I don't want you thinking that you can bring me a sin offering of animal's blood anymore. So I took those things away. And I wanted you to not mingle and corrupt yourselves with the heathen. But this gospel has to go out to everybody because you know what? This one people, the people that I chose are stiff-necked and hard-headed. And I'm going to have a priesthood. And it's going to be made up of all nations, all kindred, and all tongues. They're going to minister to me in my temple. Israel don't like that. Nevertheless, that is the word of the Most High. And I'm going to make them Israel. So we got some false doctrines going around even Israel. But the Most High is not replacing Israel. Jew and Gentile have always been allowed to be members of Israel. If the stranger wants to come close, then this is what he must do to become a member of Israel. What Israel hasn't gotten hold of is that their citizenship can be canceled because of disobedience. Because of disobedience doctrines. The Most High is looking for those who will, not those who won't. And it doesn't matter whether you're Jew or Gentile. He's looking for those who will, not those who won't. If you're a Hebrew Israelite and you won't do what the Most High says to do, he will cut you off. He will disown you. And if you are a Gentile and you're trying to do what the Most High says to do, and you're doing, not trying, but you're doing, he will accept you. But if you are counterfeit, meaning that you are operating off of some false doctrine, you are a victim of the harlot. You have bought into some false doctrine. And you are a counterfeit saint, whether you are Jew or Gentile. Now, the vast majority of quote-unquote Christianity today is in the Gentile sector. And most of us who are Hebrew Israelites come out of those sectors or are still in there. But even when we come out, we still have to worship the Most High in spirit and in truth. And we are each accountable for ourselves to learn the truth. And when there is false doctrine, we have to learn how to, even when we were taught it from our youth, when it's in our core, we have to know how to let it go. Verse 11, Romans chapter 14, verse 11. For it is written, as I live, saith Yah, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess. What are you confessing? Your sin. What are your sins? Your transgressions of the Most High commandments. I never ask anyone for their opinion concerning his commandments. He said, don't add to or take away from. So if one man esteems one day above another, and some man esteem all days, they are adding to or taking away from if it doesn't add up, if it doesn't meet what the Most High said. If somebody says every day is the Sabbath, they have added to. If somebody says the Sabbath is the first day, they have added to. They have changed the laws of the Most High. He said the seventh day is the Sabbath. Just as an example, but this is a big example. That's what they're going to be confessing. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to Elohim. You and I have to make sure that we are not eating and drinking from the cup of the whore, of false doctrine. That's what we have to make sure that we're not drinking. And if we have drunk from that cup, then we have to accept that and say, okay, well, I drank something I shouldn't have drank. I'm no longer going to drink that wine because it caused me to be confused. It causes me to go against the Most High. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Now, if the stumbling block is to tell you not to break the commandment, if he believes that he's not up under the commandment, say, don't throw a stumbling block in his way. Because I'm the Lord of the living, the dead, and the living. If he chooses death, let him choose death. Not what I want him to choose, but if that's what he chooses, don't throw a stumbling block in his way. Because that is what he has chosen. And if he chooses life, don't throw a stumbling block in his way to try to make him choose death. Man has to give an account for himself. The true saints of the Most High will choose to obey the statutes, laws, and the commandments of the Most High. They won't choose to be in transgression. They won't come upon it of their own accord. They will learn what the Most High says gives them life, and they will learn what the Most High says gives them death. Because the New Testament really only deals with redeeming you from death. And explains in a little bit greater detail some misinterpretations of the law. So every saint only has two choices, life or death. And any system that teaches you to go outside of and add to what the Most High has said that he wants you to do, it's counterfeit. It's satanic. It's of the whore, and her husband is Satan. It's false doctrine. It's a lie. And so we have many counterfeit religions and counterfeit saints out here who count upon it. Now, I wanted to go someplace else. Can't remember where it's at right now. But I pray we get the gist of this message. Choose life. Choose truth. As the Most High says, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. Choose what he chose for Israel. I'm going to show you everything that you need to live in my kingdom, that you may know the clean from the unclean. Let me get that. And we'll stop that here on this evening, on this morning. Good grief. Okay, let me see if I can find this a different way. And I always come up. Chapter 11. Let me get the verse. Leviticus chapter 11. I apologize. Give me a second. I want to get the specific verse. Not quite the verse I was looking for. Give me one more second here. Go back to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. What Israel is supposed to do. This is Israel's job. Deuteronomy chapter 30, starting in verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 30, starting in verse 1. And it shall come to pass, when all these things shall come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, that thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether Yah thy Elohim has driven thee, when you have been disobedient to me. Or when you have been obedient to me. Your job is to recall this. Thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations. Because this is supposed to be the standard that the world lives by. Not just Israel. Why tell the other nations if it's not applicable to them? If it's only applicable to Israel. Because see, this is what a lot of Christian believers believe. Standard for Israel, and there's a standard for the rest of the world. No, that's for them. That wasn't for us. It is a lie. It is an untruth. It's a subtlety introduced by the enemy so that the world will continue to do what it wants to do and not obey the Most High. So let me read. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether Yah thy Elohim has driven thee, and shall return unto Yah thy Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day. Why tell the nations what Yah has commanded if it's not applicable to them? Thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, return unto Yah, thy Elohim, and obey his voice, that then Yah, thy Elohim, will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whether Yah, thy Elohim, has scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the uttermost parts of heaven, the farthest parts of the earth. And even if man goes into outer space, from thence will Yah thy Elohim gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. No matter where we go, no matter where we were driven to, when we are in our captivity, we are supposed to tell the nations the standards of the Most High. And while we got scattered, we disobeyed, we broke his commandments, We are his priesthood, his representatives, and we didn't do what he said to do. And these are the standards that he wants for mankind. These are the standards that Messiah came and died for, the broken standards that not just Israel didn't keep, but mankind didn't keep. If it was just Israel, then mankind wouldn't even have to worry about salvation. They wouldn't be up under condemnation. For all those who are of a mind that they are only under condemnation because of the sin of Adam. Because by Adam, death entered into the world for all men. None of us has ever had an opportunity to go eat from the physical tree of life, to take of it and disobey the Most High and take of it while we are in sin. Because, you know, as long as they weren't in sin, they could take of the tree of life. As soon as they were in sin, the tree of life was no longer available to them. None of us have committed that sin. So it's not because of the sin of Adam, but because of sin, period. All of the Most High statutes, laws, and commandments. Disobedience to him for mankind. We're supposed to tell them. We're supposed to teach them. That was our job. But how do you teach somebody something that you don't want to keep? So they start making it up on their own, and Satan has a chance to creep in and create false salvation, create a false narrative, and get them to buy it because the ones that the Most High chose couldn't do it, didn't do it. This is the reason for us being scattered. Not just for us just to be scattered, but to tell the nations where we've been scattered into. Tell them about the Most High. Tell them about his commandments. Tell them about his plan of salvation. We want to tell them about his plan of salvation, but we want to let them believe that they can continue to live up under the systems that they have created themselves. A half-truth. Confusion. So they create counterfeit saints. People that don't come back to the Most High with their whole heart. They don't come to him with their whole heart. Let's continue. Verse 5. And Yah thy Elohim will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy fathers. I will make you greater than your fathers ever were if you will just obey my voice. And Yah thy Elohim will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed, of your children, to love Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. You love him by keeping his commandments. I love them that obey me. I love them that keep my commandments. I don't love them that are disobedient. This is what we're supposed to be telling the world. This is the true doctrine. This is the gospel that Messiah came for. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. You can get access back to the kingdom. You got to be willing to keep the statutes, the laws, and the commandments of the kingdom, of the Elohim of the kingdom. And if you're not willing to do that, and you still say you believe in him, Messiah said, hey, let them say what they say. But they are counterfeit. And I won't choose them. And if you are saying that you belong to me and you're not keeping my statutes, laws, and commandments, my ordinances, I won't choose you either. I don't care what your bloodline is. You are counterfeit. You say that you know me, but deny me indeed. You don't do what I say do. And Yah thy Elohim will circumcise thy heart and the heart of thy seed to love Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul that thou mayest live. And Yah thy Elohim will put all these curses upon thine enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecute thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of Yah. Return and obey the voice of Yah. And do all his commandments which I command thee this day. Not return and do what you want to do. Not return and continue to do what you're doing. Not return and do what the government says that you're living up under. Not return and do what I have not said. And Yah thy Elohim will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good. For Yah will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yah thy Elohim to keep his commandments over and over and over again, and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, we ain't up under the law. False doctrine, misunderstanding of doctrine, misunderstanding the application of law. We ain't up under it. That was only for Israel. But then they want to join the king of Israel, which is actually the king of the whole earth. We're going to be his subject, but we're not up under his law. How does that work? You got to know that that's false. It is false doctrine. That is the doctrine of the whore and her children. And if thou turn unto Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul. So, let's read verse 10 again. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yah thy Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn to Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul. If you don't return to him with your whole heart and everything that you are, Messiah said you can't belong to him. You can't be his disciple. You can't be for him. If it's about you in any kind of way, if it's about me in any kind of way, it can't belong to him. We can lie to ourselves. We can say whatever we want. And he says, hey, don't get on him about it. Because every one of you going to have to stand before me. Every knee shall come before me and bow and confess. But we got to know that if we choose life, God has given us what life is. This is what will bring you life. Obey me. Keep my commandments. What will bring you death? Disobey me. So anybody that's of the counterfeit church that is preaching false doctrine, you don't have to keep the Sabbath. You don't have to keep the laws of the Most High. All you got to do is love the Most High and love your brother. Well, within that love, there are rules and protocols that you must obey. There are statutes and judgments and punishments that you must obey. You cannot add to or take away from. Well, we don't agree with that judgment. So we just won't do that one. Surely he didn't mean that. Then you have set your own self up for failure. You are making yourself a counterfeit saint. You are believing false doctrine. You're believing your own mind over the Most High. In other words, as he told Israel, you are establishing your own righteousness over his. Let's continue. For this commandment which I give thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it afar off. When this is quoted in the New Testament, it's referring to Messiah and salvation in Messiah, the one who came and died for your transgressions of the law. They won't even come and find out what Messiah actually died for. He died for our sins, but then they don't want to define that. Sins is a woman in a red dress and with red lipstick. Just be making up stuff. But they don't want to come and find out. It's not hidden. But Satan has used subtlety with men to cause them to believe lies, created a system that says, hey, this is the right way to do it. And man is in place of the Most High. Confess your sins to this man, and he shall forgive your sins. We have the authority to do that, but we are not in place of the Most High. And we don't make doctrine contrary to that of the Most High. We don't say, you know what? We think Wednesday is the better day to worship. It fits better in people's schedules. So we're going to make Wednesday the Sabbath, the fourth day of the week. Everybody needs to worship on Wednesday. Everybody needs to observe on Wednesday, the fourth day. We don't do that. We don't have the authority to do that. We can only forgive sins that are allowed for us to forgive. Via the Holy Spirit. The Ruach HaKodesh. But we don't institute our own system. We don't change or add to what the Most High has put in place or what he has taken away. We don't add to or take away from that. And when we find ourselves in error, we don't justify ourselves to stay where we're at. We repent of it. We turn away from it. We return to the Most High with our whole heart, with all of our soul. That's why I tell these brothers who are saying, oh, we need to leave and go back to Israel. We need to leave and go to whatever country. I'm like, no. The Most High scattered us this way, just like he put Joseph into slavery so that Joseph could deliver Israel. He scattered us amongst the nations that we might spread the gospel. Especially in these last days, he woke us up so that we would bring the nations back to truth. Yes, you must accept Yeshua HaMashiach as the Christ. And you must accept salvation, that he is the Son of Elohim, bringing salvation. But you must return to the statutes, laws, and the commandments of the Most High to keep them. Well, yeah, I can see that, but I don't know if I can do that. That's what most people are saying. That's what they're doing. That's the doctrine that they're passing. You do you. I'll do me. as the watchman on the wall. The Most High says, it is not permitted. I have told you exactly what I want you to do, just like I told Israel exactly what to do. These things, obey my commandments, my laws, and my statutes, my ordinances, give you life. Anything other than that is a lie. And if you think that you can join yourself to me and call yourself mine and you don't obey me, you are counterfeit. You're saying that you are Christian. You're saying that you follow after Messiah. You're saying that you belong to me, but you don't belong to me. I haven't chosen you. Because you are believing a lie, and you're walking in the lie. You are counterfeit. Let's go back to where we started. Titus chapter 1, verse 16. They profess that they know Elohim, but in work they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Because doing good work is all about a condition of the heart toward your fellow man and toward the Most High. Toward your fellow man and the Most High, and the Most High first. You don't put man before the Most High. Make sure that you are right with the Most High first. If you ain't right there, it don't matter what you do with your fellow man. You have messed up from the beginning. And you are counterfeit. You look like a saint, you talk like a saint, but you're not a saint. So we got all these people every Sunday. And I'm going to say it this way because it is the only way to say it. You got all these people, I don't care how good that they think that they are. I don't care how kind they are or how loving they are. They have followed the doctrine of the Whore of Babylon. They are disobeying truly the one commandment that says, remember. Remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. From there, they just move on to other things. Oh, it's acceptable. You know, the Most High doesn't judge you. He judges your heart. So you can be gay, and you can be a good person, and you can be loving and kind, and you will be accepted with the Most High. Counterfeit. It's false doctrine. You can do all these things contrary to what the Most High says. And as long as you feel like you're a good person, you're acceptable with him. It is a lie. So by works, they deny him. By their deeds, they deny him, but they profess that they know him. They profess that they belong to him. Let me get the rest of this. Titus, sure you're not counterfeit. Make sure you're not believing false doctrine. Because the Most High said he wants us to obey his voice and keep his commandments. Not say we obey him and then don't do what he says do. That's what Messiah said. How do you say you love me and keep and do not what I say do? You don't love me. If you love me, you would do what I said do. The Most High says the same thing. If you love me, keep my commandments. Old and New Testament. That being said, I hope something was said to encourage you to reflect, self-reflect. Following a counterfeit doctrine, a counterfeit belief. Am I feeling that I can do what I want to do? And it's acceptable with the Most High. Have I been listening to the daughters of Babylon? Is that where I got my start at? Do I need to just wipe out everything that they taught me and start over? Because how do I distinguish the subtlety of the lie? The little things that they told me to cause me to believe things that were untrue. That are false doctrines. That are killing people left and right as far as the Most High is concerned. They say you can believe a lie and be damned. Think about that. You can believe a lie and be damned. Have you drunk from her cup? Are you still drunk off of that same old doctrine? Let us bow our heads. Father Yah, call your people. Unction them in their hearts. All those who continue to disobey your stare, that they would not dishonor you for not keeping your Sabbath, that they wouldn't be judged for it, thinking that they can keep whatever day that they want to keep, as long as they honor you one day out of the week. It is good by you. It meets your standard. That they might be able to see the rest of the law that they have disregarded. Because it seems, Father, that when they can see that they have to keep Sabbath, that their eyes begin to open to other laws that they are not keeping. When they learn to honor your Shabbat, then they are able to come out of the false doctrines, the false church. They are able to come out of the doctrines of men and to seek you with their whole heart. Father, unction them even now, that they would obey your voice, that Israel would wake up and realize that our job in every nation that we're scattered into is to teach them to fear you and to keep your commandments. That they might return unto you with a pure heart, turn unto you with their whole heart and their whole body, with all their resources, to know that their mission is what your mission is. The job is to do what you have placed us in this captivity to do, to be a witness to the nations. And as long as we are trying to be like the nations, we will never be doing what it is that you would have us to do. Call your people out of Babylon, out of this confusion. Give them a heart and a mind to see that obeying you is the only way that leads to life. Any other way is counterfeit. Any other way is counterfeit. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. Amen and amen. I pray that everybody has a blessed rest of your day. If you have relatives who are still in these counterfeit churches, they're not going to want to hear you. They will persecute you. They will come against you. If you have relatives that are unbelievers, they will persecute you. Because it's not man's nature to want to hear truth, to want to have to change. Tell them, because this is what he told Israel to do when we are in the nations where he has scattered us. We are to tell them, you must keep the statutes, laws, and the commandments of the Most High. That's the reason that we are in your land. And when the Most High is ready to deliver us, he will deliver us out of your land and out of your hand. But while we're here, we shall serve Yah with our whole heart and with our whole mind, regardless of what you say. We will keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, regardless of what you say. Because we are his people. We are his saints. We truly belong to him. And another's voice we will not follow. Shalom, saints. See you on this evening. Enjoy the rest of your day. Tell somebody. Return to Yah. Turn to him with your whole heart. Keep his statutes, his laws, and his commandments. That is your job. That is your duty. I don't care if you're male or female. It is your job and your duty to tell them. What they do with it is on them, but you must tell them. Shalom, saints, and have a blessed rest of your day. See you on this evening.
Everything that lives and breathes you. you have no women. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You're always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptize, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't? Without you, there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always there, teach me the way. Pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign.
Have a blessed rest of your day.